Welcome to another episode of A to the Show. This one's a special one. It's just me and Saeed. Today we're going to spin the wheel and discover more about ourselves and the podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We wanted to show the audience, you know, a bit more about who Ali and Saeed are.
First of all, I went to the doctor this morning, and so that's why I have this. So if you see me spinning the wheel and you're like, why are you hurt? Now you know. They took a lot of blood from me. A lot of blood.
Well, what's that all about, Ali? Why did they take blood?
Literally just a checkup. It was just a checkup.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know why
you're not trying to spread the HIV or anything. No, no.
I don't know. Maybe I have the cure. Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Okay.
So, how are we gonna decide who's gonna spin first? Let's see.
Ali, heads or tails?
Tails.
Well, it's heads, so I guess I go first.
Okay, I will spin the wheel on your behalf, and you'll get a category. And this is your time to plug the sponsors.
Sponsors? Yes. What sponsors?
Just subscribe, bro. Well, just subscribe.
But what we could say is, yeah, subscribe, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to A2 The Show.
Now
we can continue working
bro.
On this,
yes,
growing exactly. The podcast, and having a larger community so that we can help more people, you know, learn about self-development and mental health. Come on, guys.
Subscribe.
Just press that button. Press it.
All right. You got
what do you got?
The dinosaur.
What's the dinosaur all about?
Free time. Honey? So let's talk about
what
your
do
free
you do
time.
In your... Oh, I thought it was... Okay. My
yes.
Free time.
So how do you balance your free time? What's your free time like? How do you make sure you get enough free time? Because I know you're a busy guy.
What I try to do is I've been trying to build a set routine for myself. You know, there are certain days where I have days off from work. And in those days off, I'm just doing what I enjoy, following some hobbies that make me, you know, relax, make me have fun, explore my creative side, such as video games, reading, sometimes just doing nothing, you know, just to relax my mind. And recently, stand up. So that's been very nice as well.
That's
I actually
awesome.
Had a gig on Sunday, and
oh wow,
yeah, that was
How'd
fun.
That go?
That was really good.
It was fun.
It went really well. I also improved from the first time I performed. Like the pros that were there were like telling me, like, yeah, you did good. It's like it was good to get that feedback. Because obviously when you're performing on the stage, for me, what happens is I kind of dissociate. So I'm just like focusing on what I'm doing and what I'm saying. I don't necessarily, I can't really gauge how I'm performing myself. But I felt good about it and I was getting good feedback. So that went well. The thing that I learned about myself, though, that after I finished, I was just like, I felt like my dopamine receptors were just destroyed after that, because all of the energy and the excitement I had built up to that point just went away when I got off the stage. I was just like, I just crashed. You know, I just didn't, all my social battery just got drained completely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was it worth it?
Heck yeah. Definitely. So much fun.
That's awesome. What about time management? What do you do to manage your time? I know you have a busy schedule.
Well, this is actually something that I kind of started learning from you, which was using certain apps to schedule my time, such as properly utilizing my calendar. And I also have this app, a to-do list app, where if I have certain things that I want to complete, if like I get something like a certain task I need to complete in the next few days, I directly put a reminder for myself that on that day at a specific time, I'll get a notification. I'm like, to remind me that I have to complete this now. And then when it pops up, I'm like, okay, now it's time to go. Because I think everyone gets this feeling where you know, they get this idea or like they get this thought is like, oh, I should do this or I should do that. And most of the time you just don't do it on the spot, or you're not in the right situation to be able to do it. Like maybe you're busy or preoccupied, and then you forget about that thought. You forget about that idea. So what I do is I write it down. If it's, for example, a joke, I write it down in my notes so I can use it later on, look back at it. If it's a task or an activity, I write it on my to-do list, and then I'll put a reminder on it. So that's kind of how it is. And then the work schedule is already, like, you know, prepared for me in a sense.
That's awesome. That's your free time. Cool.
Yeah.
I guess I will spin the wheel and also be asked questions.
Yes, sir. It's your turn.
Oh my gosh. Make sure to subscribe. The stingray.
What's okay. The stingray, bro?
Finances. Oh my God.
Finances. All right. This is a good one.
Let's talk about it.
So, Ali, how do you stay on top of your finances? How do you budget yourself with the money, the income that you receive, and where does the money go?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say generally, I budget pretty well. I use this app called You Need a Budget. There, I put out all my expenses for the month, and I try to track all my expenses, making sure I'm not paying for things unnecessarily, like old, you know, old Photoshop subscriptions or something like that. And then I make sure always to set aside money for saving, always to set aside money for investing. And then whatever I have left over, I can use my own personal fund money for the month. So that way I get to do my everything, my lifestyle, everything that I love to do. Take care of the things I have to do, my responsibilities and the cost, and then also prepare for the future by saving and investing. And by doing all that, my little nest egg is growing, you know, over time. And I'm never stressed out about money like I used to be. I used to be really stressed out about always trying to figure out how I'm going to pay the bills and, you know, such. But by using this method, I have my job. I also do different side hustles. And that's how, you know, I keep trying to push my income up. I try to keep my expenses really low as much as I can and have fun with it too, because I know some people like to believe that money is all about saving, you know, like you have to save everything. And there's other people that are like, oh, money's about spending it all. You got to spend again, my whole paycheck, I want to spend it all on going out and doing, you know, vacations or just random going to hotels or whatever and spending it all. You know, and I don't know, I think moderation is key. You know, save a bit, spend a bit. And that's, I think with everything in life, moderation is, you know, the right path.
That's true. I agree with that idea. I'd follow up by asking you, what do you think is a guilty pleasure that you spend the most amount of money on?
That's a good question. I like buying movies. I like buying Blu-ray DVDs. I have a huge collection now of Blu-rays that I've bought over the years. For me, anytime I see like a Blu-ray that's on sale, for me, it has to be less than $7, and it has to be an awesome Blu-ray. That's my mental rule. I don't know why I follow that. But then, so I go, whenever I go out to a library or a bookstore or a record store and I see a Blu-ray, I'll buy it. And then books too. I think books are the return on investment in books are so high. Like sometimes you read a book and it changes your whole life and attitude and way of thinking for the cost of a few bucks. So I'm also like, if there's a book I really want to read, I will read it, you know, unless it's like 30, 40 bucks, you know, but most books are not, you know. So books and movies are the two things that I will spend money on. Not think about it too much, you know. Everything else, I'm definitely more moderate about, like eating out. I'm definitely know I pick and choose when to do it. Like taking vacations or trips or time, you know, spending money on going out, you know, I pick and choose. Yeah. Stand-up comedy, I've been going to a lot of shows, but also, you know, picking and choosing which ones to go to. That's how it is.
Okay. Which stand-up comedian would you spend the most amount of money on to watch?
Oh my God. To watch? Well, I know George Carlin. Does he count if he's dead? So if he came back to life, I would go see him.
That would be Living a premium comedian? Right there. That would be like extremely premium.
Bro, I don't know. I'm not even, there's no comedian living. Obviously, I've seen many of the great comedians, but I would not spend more than 40, 50 bucks to go see a comedian. I don't know. You know, I prefer watching comedy in like smaller comedy clubs than to see him in theaters or arenas. Yeah, the most money I've ever spent on a comedy ticket, was 60 bucks when I got to see Bassem Youssef.
Okay.
That was one. Yeah. That was the most probably I've spent on a comedy ticket. It was a bit too much, but I was happy to support and go see his show. And I took my brother and HN, and it was a fun time.
Yeah. I think for me,
Pause. The most money I've ever spent was actually Fluffy. I saw Gabriel Iglesias on Christmas Eve, and he went for like, he did like a 4-hour show at this comedy club, and I spent like maybe 90 to 100 bucks or something like that.
Oh, yes. Wow.
But it was because it was my brother's favorite comedian, and he really wanted to see him, and I was like, how often does this happen? It's Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was a fun time.
That's cool. I think for me, I would spend the most money on either Dave Chappelle or Norm Macdonald. Like, if...
Yes, if Norm was back on Back Alive, I would definitely... Why do you have TP, bro? What the... Blow your nose with get tissue like a normal person.
It's multi-use. Multi-use, bro. Use it for your nose. Use it for your butt. It's...
Bro, get a bidet like a normal person, please.
I got a bidet. I got a portable one.
Be sanitary, bro.
What are you talking about?
You mean like a bucket? You mean like one of those watering hoses? You know what I mean?
It's actually like what's it called? It's like the hose that we have back in Lebanon, but more portable. So it's like a squirt gun. So you go, you fill it up with water, and then you just like hold it upside down and you go, psst, psst,
you know, it sounds psst. Very cold. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can choose the temperature of the water you're filling. So it's
fine. I see. It's tech advanced. I see. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah. Anyway, so shall we spin the wheel for another one?
Yes, another wheel. Make sure to subscribe once more if you haven't the past two times. It will spin.
We're just going to keep reminding you guys just for fun. Why not?
I'll move until we've hit every category. Let's do frog.
What's the frog?
Frog is career. Let's talk about your career. All right. Yeah. Define your short-term, your long-term career goals.
Short-term career goals. I feel like I want to be more invested in the current business I'm working in and work my way into like a partnership with them. And plus another one that I would like is to see this podcast grow as well and then turn it into something like a useful educational platform for people, just to help them the same way it's helped us. Like for me, it's definitely helped me a lot. It's taught me, because of over the years, just practicing talking to people, which was, I think, so I always enjoyed talking to people. And I think this podcast gave me a platform to talk to even more people, especially when I came to the UK and I didn't have anyone to, like, I didn't have friends and I was in a new country, new culture. So investing in this podcast and the work that I'm doing on the side of my career, that those two are like my short term. Long term, obviously seeing this podcast being one of the top, in the top 1%, and also seeing the business I'm currently working with becoming one of the top UK businesses in like sustainable agriculture and supporting people with healthier lifestyles. And also because we also support a lot of local producers by giving them a platform and a place to sell their products. I feel like if we can, the more people we help, the better, the stronger the community becomes.
Yeah, I love that answer. Yeah, I love hearing about your visions. You have the vision.
What about you, Ali? Success. Where do you see your career going?
It's not my question. It's not my turn.
I just threw it back at you. You can't flip the tables on me again. I turned the tables, bro.
No, bro. I'm really happy where I'm at right now in terms of my current job and working. And I would like to continue teaching more in my field of behavior analysis and then also continue working and hopefully in the future open up my own business, maybe in Lebanon. And so I would love to eventually in the future be able to travel between Lebanon and United States and get the best of my education here, keep growing and learning, you know, from everything and the top tier people that are here, but also implementing it, you know, back home and,
yeah,
you know, being successful with it, doing something, making a difference. Yeah, I really love my career and growth and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah. And of course with the podcast too, I mean, yeah, I see it as many different things and I definitely, I love how much it's growing and how much we're getting better. And I see, like you said, the networking opportunities are so cool. The things we're learning on an everyday basis are so cool. The positive effects we're making on other people who are learning also are so cool. And so, yeah, it's a win-win-win. So I'd love to continue with it, you know, and also on the long term, see it balloon. Yeah,
I feel like I feel like with the way like we've just had so much time spent on this, it's taught us so much, like more than we actually think we know. Mm-hmm. Especially because like something that I've been becoming more aware of is when you spend so much time doing something, there are things working in your subconscious, like thoughts and that pop into your conscious mind and then you think, oh, that's a good idea. And then what's happening is your subconscious has had so much experience doing the same thing over and over that it's creating new, like the creative side is just actively working in the background and it's throwing you ideas and into your conscious mind. And then when you think about it, you're like, oh, this seems like a good idea. And when you actually act on it, you notice that the results. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's directly linked with, I feel like experience is directly linked with instincts. Like you develop your instincts by having a lot of experience in certain things.
Mm-hmm. So and that comes from your subconscious too. Yeah. And the more you tailor what goes into your brain, the more you filter what goes in, the more your subconscious starts working in your favor. You know? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm a bit thirsty. I feel like you could talk more about it than I could, just as a behavior analyst. Like, what do you know about that? What is it about the subconscious? You know,
subconscious has nothing to do with behavior analysis. Analysis is very conscious. It's very, but I will say in general, yeah, for sure. All the messaging that goes into your head results in a change of internal motivation. It's kind of like the algorithm of YouTube, maybe I would say, you know, where the videos you watch ends up curating the videos you're going to watch, you know?
And yeah, changes, that's true.
Your motivation. I mean, YouTube is literally like a behavior change platform, you know, that's what it does. And, you know, along with all kinds of social media. And so, but you know, it can definitely be harmful if you don't know what you're doing and you take in a lot of negative stuff. It's got a lot of negativity is going to come out of you. However, if you keep channeling in positive messages that help you grow, learning opportunities, which is what we do with this podcast too. You know, we're learning from all these people. And over time, it definitely is going to change the way we think and the things we believe and our attitudes towards life. And that in return will get us more motivated to change our behavior and lead to many cool things.
Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, in terms of film, you know, my love of film and cinema and such, you find that many of the best filmmakers, like Wes Anderson, like Tarantino, etc., they all have, they're huge cinephiles. They love movies.
Yeah,
Scorsese watches so many movies. They're like encyclopedias of movies. And it's not a coincidence, you know, that the people who make the best movies also watch all the best movies and have memorized all the best movies, you know?
Yeah.
I think those things are linked, you know, for you to produce something great, you need to intake things that are great. Yeah.
100%. I agree. Because it's like their own, like their education, you know? Everyone mm-hmm. has a certain type of education that they're into. And if you choose the education that you enjoy, then the learning is, I would say, more efficient because you're learning about something that you enjoy and then you just become better at it. And then eventually you find a way to become so good at it that it just becomes not only your hobby, but also your career and your life. And that's probably like the most ideal outcome. If you can find a way to also balance it from, you know, not taking over your life, because at the same time, you don't want the thing that you like to just become your job as well, because it kind of ruins the fun for it. But if you find a way to be able to still have fun with it and let it supply your, you know, your life with the necessities that you need, then that's like probably the best place to be in.
And the key to success.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Maybe, bro. Let me spin the wheel one more time. Subscribe if you haven't yet. And if you have subscribed, unsubscribe, resubscribe. How about that? Just for fun of it. We did the dinosaur. We did the stingray. We did the dinosaur. We haven't done the squid. Look at that. Squid. Relationships. Oh my god.
Oh, Alush.
Let's talk about it.
Tell us about your relationship. How's it going? How's the lucky lady? How long have you guys been
together? I think you misunderstood the question.
Oh.
I misunderstood the question. No, I'm just being silly. No, bro, life's good. No, I love my, you know, my current relationship with my girlfriend. And I love seeing it grow. I love us working on goals together and us getting better while also having a lot of fun and having a partner to do many things in life with.
Yeah.
All of that is super positive and it makes me so happy. And yeah, I can ask for anything more. And I love the relationships I have now with my friends. You know, I used to, when I was, you know, younger in college and, you know, before that too, I used to like have many more friends or try to go out many much more and try to see a lot of people.
Yeah.
And now I definitely feel like I filtered down the friends, you know, where I have, you know, true friends, like people that I really love to hang out with, that, you know, time really flies by. I don't have any issues with them, you know, it's just a fun time, all positive relationships. So
yeah,
I couldn't ask for more for, you know, my friends and my relationship, my current romantic relationship. And then, yeah, my family relationship too. I like being able to see them. I like that I'm going to be able to see them more. And, yeah, I definitely want to continue to grow that. Continuing to be better to those people and I'm also trying to always be kinder to strangers and people you randomly meet. I'm always trying to be, you know, a better and nicer person, a kinder person towards others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And more understanding of others also. Pretty much.
What? So from what I've, like, I know about you and your partner, like, it sounds like you guys have a very healthy relationship, you know, from what I know. Mm-hmm. And I want to understand, like, because I don't think I have that much information about how, when you guys started and stuff like that. And I never did ask you. So I guess I'm kind of putting you here on the spot. And it's like trying to get more info about you. But like, how did it start off? And like, what do you think was the first? I think the reason why I'm asking about this is because I'm just starting off into a new relationship and it's been really positive. I want to ask Colin, like, where, what was like one of the first things that, you know, this was a positive change of being with this person? On, like, what was the first positive change in your life?
Yeah, I remember with my relationship, it started slow, actually. We met, and then weeks later, we met again, and then weeks later, we met. So literally, the first year we were together, it was very, like, I only saw her a few times, you know, but then it started to get a lot more, you know, more frequent. So, yeah, and now we spend a lot of our time together. So, you know, I associate our slow getting together as a positive thing, as us figuring each other out, learning about each other without rushing into things. And in terms of positive, you know, I always get checked on many things, you know, including what I wear, taking care of myself, taking care of the house, taking care, you know, of the pets, taking care of my relationship with others and how I treat others. It's good to have, you know, someone I can bounce ideas off of and get instant feedback on, because, you know, I'm also not obviously perfect, and I also can get delusional and, or, you know, act in emotion or have a weird point of view on things, you know. And so I imagine without my partner, I would just be a lot weirder and crazier, you know. And so it helps ground me a bit, even though I still get to express my weirdness and creativity. But, you know, there are times where you can channel that in a positive way, and there are times where it's negative too. So definitely trying to, channel it in more positive ways. Yeah, I don't know if I answered your question, but that's, you know, it's good to talk about everything. I mean, we talk about everything, you know, from everything we talk about here, our health, finance, relationships, career, everything. We were very transparent about everything. And sometimes it leads to more harder conversations, but for the most part, you know, it's super peaceful, you know, and because we were very upfront and transparent, there's nothing to hide. Everything feels so light, you know, uncomfortable. And I'm super happy that I get to be encouraged to do all my passions and, you know, and have someone help us, you know, make the wheel. You know, we got, you know, the designs of everything, you know, designs of the studio here. And many things, you know, behind the scenes, you know. Super positive. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I love that, especially with the key point of being, of having someone to ground you and also just someone to support your ideas and your hobbies. Because I feel like growing up, especially in the Arab world, a lot of our ideas were just kind of shat on. And like your dreams are kind of like, blocked out as like, no, this is not the safe way, this is not the way that, or the path that you should take, because it's probably, because it's not safe and it's not going to develop into something. So you end up really like repressing a lot of the things that you like, while And I feel like that also has to do with like the culture there, which feeds into how your parents raise you.
Mm-hmm.
But then you find someone that is the opposite of like of that thought process and that structure that you were provided, and they just kind of like unlock new things in your head because they just share their positivity with you, and then they just support your ideas, and you're just unlocking these new doors in your head. You're like, wow, I could do that. You know, it's just like you start thinking, it's like, I don't know, this was something like this just accepted. I don't know, this is something I should just do.
Mm-hmm.
And like hearing the word yes, and like you can do it, and it's like it definitely plays on your mental health in a way that I did not anticipate. So I would say it's pretty cool having that positivity. And then about the grounded part, I also agree with that, because I feel like when you don't have that a person around you to ground you, I mean, obviously when you're young, you have your parents to do that for you. But when you become an adult and you just like venture out by yourself, it gets harder because you're by yourself and you don't have that person to talk to and share those thoughts, and then them to tell you, like, no, that's stupid, don't do that. So you just kind of like throw it out there on random people, and then a lot of people probably just think you're weird, you know. So having someone around you that can ground you but still like appreciate you for who you are and tell you, it's like, it's fine to have these thoughts. These are just thoughts, so it's okay. You know, doesn't mean you're weird.
Mm-hmm.
We're all so weird. Yeah, I guess that's my two cents on it.
In different ways. How about we give one more spin, the last spin?
Last spin. Let's go.
Make sure to subscribe again.
Press that button, bro. Just press it.
We haven't done this one. Let's see.
What's this one?
Lizard health. All right, Saeed. So let's talk about your health.
What's up,
I'm the doctor today. Hi, Kiva Kay. I'm the doctor today.
Sure,
how let's talk about your current physical health, your emotional health, your nutrition and diet, and sleep.
Oh, wow. Break okay. It down. That was a lot of categories to go through. Can we pick one?
All right, let's talk about sleep.
Okay. What do you want to know about my sleep?
What's the quality and quantity of your sleep? Any issues?
So I always keep it around 7 hours. It's usually between 6 to 8, but like the average is 7 hours of sleep. If I'm sleeping 8 hours, that is just like the sweet spot. 7 hours, I'm good. You know, I still have my energy. I can do the whole day and get everything done. 6 hours, I'm kind of like on the borders. Anything under the 6 hours, I'm going to feel it throughout the day. So I'm always aiming between 7 to 8 so that I can have, especially if I have a long day the next day, 7 to 8 is like a fixed one. Obviously, when I was younger, I mean, I'm still young, but it's like, you know, sorry, my voice is kind of going now. It's been a long week, a long 7 days, the past 7 days. But what I try to do is just over time, over the years, I've been trying to just like sleep earlier, force myself to sleep earlier. Because like I remember I used to stay up till 2 a.m. just like, you know, playing video games and just wasting my time, not really focusing on like, oh, sleep, I need the sleep, you know. I use things like, oh, who sleeps at 10 p.m. or or 11 p.m. or like 9 p.m. It's like, who are these people? It's like, God, nerds, you know, stupid. Then I forgot that I'm actually a nerd and I should probably sleep at that time.
You should follow it.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
And it's just been great, man. Sleeping earlier is just so good. Like if you wake up earlier, it's actually better because you get more done. It's actually so cool sometimes to be able to wake up at 7 or 6 a.m. and then get in a morning exercise, even if it's just like stretching or anything like that, or just you're doing push-ups at home. You don't even have to go to the gym, just do some physical thing, anything physical. And then you start your day and you're just like, wow, I have so much energy. Let's take over the world. So yeah, that's my main focus on my sleep right now.
Wow. Let's talk about emotional and mental health.
Oh,
Assess your
fuck.
mental health, stress levels, any concerns or areas for improvement.
I think the main thing I've been focusing on lately is just working on anxiety. Just, the main thing that I have been focusing on is like the moment I start. So first of all, I worked on becoming aware and conscious of when I am anxious, what are the symptoms? And now that I know what they are, now I'm working on how to like manage it when it's happening in the moment. Something that I noticed is very useful is vocal journaling, I would say. I would call it vocal journaling. So when you journal, you write down your thoughts, your emotions, stuff like that. But when you do it vocally, it's like I feel like it's a bit more effective, because what I do is I basically talk to myself. At first, it's just like talking in my head, but then I try to have a conversation with the thoughts, with the voice in my head and myself, so that I can like comfort myself. So when you talk to your therapist or you talk to your close friend or a family member that is able to calm you down, I found a way to calm myself down by just talking to myself
Wow.
and reassuring myself and telling myself positive things.
Here, let me try. This was a really nice podcast. I had a lot of fun doing this podcast. This was a fun episode. I learned more about Saeed. I learned more about myself. Subscribe. How about that?
Nice one.
Thanks for
Guys, thank
watching
you
A
for
to the
watching another
Show.
episode on A to the Show. You guys know how
And we're out.
we end this. Salute to cover the camera. Peace.